So one of the foundations of the respiratory unit is a basic respiratory assessment. So a focused assessment of respiratory status will include the ease of breathing and respiratory rate, lung sounds, the use of oxygen and oxygenation, ABGs, a ventilator assessment if it's applicable to the patient, and a mental status, level of alertness, restlessness, confusion, irritability, or stupor. So for the ease of breathing and respiratory rate, you will ask the patient how his breathing is, use his own subjective terminology when documenting, ask if shortness of breath is triggered by activity, and if rest relieves the feeling. Ask about energy levels and if the patient can eat and talk comfortably. You will assess the rate of respirations. The normal rate is 12 to 20. However, most adults have a respiratory rate in the lower end of the range. Rates greater than 20 respirations per minute should be investigated. A rate greater than 26 is cause for alarm, unless it's the patient's baseline. For lung sounds, you will listen to lung sounds in all fields. Ask the patient to breathe deeply with his mouth open. Note any adventitious sounds, areas where air movement is not heard, or areas where breath sounds are diminished. For use of O2 and oxygenation, you will note the amount of O2 ordered and the method of delivery, like 3 liters per minute via nasal cannula. And you will note if the patient is wearing the O2 all the time and if the device is correctly applied. You will check pulse oximetry to assess percentage of oxygen saturation. 97% to 99% is normal, although 93% to 97% may be normal for some patients. Always look at the whole picture, not just a single reading. Also, pulse oximetry can be inaccurate in the presence of peripheral vascular disease. Readings of 90% or less indicate possible need for ventilation support. Compare trends in O2 saturation to determine if oxygen therapy is effective. Lastly, analyze ABG results. ABG allows for assessment of acid-base balance, ventilation, and oxygenation. It also tells how well the lungs and kidneys are compensating or responding to treatments. For a respiratory assessment, there are gerontologic considerations. Age-related changes in the respiratory system can be alterations in structure, in defense mechanisms, and in respiratory control. Changes in structure include chest wall stiffening, costal cartilage calcification, which can interfere with chest expansion, and with osteoporosis, the outward curvature of the spine is marked, and the lumbar curve flattens. And this makes the chest appear barrel-shaped, and the older person may need to use accessory muscles to breathe. They will have decreased chest wall movement, decreased deep breathing, and decreased cough effectiveness. Their vital capacity decreases, and their residual volume increases, while their functional residual capacity increases. They will have decreased breath sounds, particularly at the bases, and their normal sats of oxygen, PaO2, pH, and PaCO2 will decrease. They will have fewer functioning alveoli and less respiratory muscle strength. The defense mechanisms assessment will be that there are decreased cell-mediated immunity, decreased specific antibodies, decreased cilia function, decreased cough force, and a decrease in alveolar macrophage function, decreased sensation in the pharynx, and these things can contribute to decrease in cough effectiveness, secretion clearance, and thickened mucus, and an increased risk for upper respiratory aspiration, infection, influenza, pneumonia. Respiratory infections may be more severe and last longer.